There were many sources of water on the Dudley farm. Dug wells, springs, cisterns, the river, mill pond, and stream. The cistern in the woodshed collected rainwater from the roof that was used for laundry and washing. Well water could be pumped by hand just outside the kitchen door and brought into the house in buckets for cooking or bathing. Imagine hauling water and heating it on a wood stove just to take a bath. No wonder it was a once-a-week ritual. Water from the river was pumped into a cistern under the windmill and then used in the barn for the animals. Water from the creek was used to make ice in the ice pond, which was stored in the ice house you'll see later on the tour. The kitchen had what was known as a dry sink with no source of water. It simply drained through a hole in the wall. With no indoor plumbing, you might wonder how they went to the bathroom. Human waste was collected in chamber pots, asked to see them on your house tour, and taken outside in the morning. Most outhouses have a pit dug underneath the wooden hole. This one didn't. It had a metal pan that was emptied weekly. We're not completely sure where the human waste was put. There are few records. But our best guess is that they regularly dug holes far away from the house and buried it. Animal waste was used to fertilize the hay fields. Other than that, the family generated little waste. Vegetable scraps were fed to animals. Containers were baskets and jars that were reused. Remember, there was no plastic then, and at-home recycling was part of daily life. Like many old farms, there was also a bottle dump where broken glassware was left in a pile.